10.5 Part 1
Why did you decide to leave the UK and live abroad?
Well, actually, it was David who convinced me it's a good idea. A long time ago, going back, I was studying at my final year at University of Warwick, and David was working at that time in Mallorca, and we met in England, and then he returned to work in Mallorca. We kept in touch by letters, and it was very easy to be seduced by the lifestyle he had there, the lovely swimming, the barbecues in the mountains, the fishing for octopus. So I was sitting, finishing my essays in the library windows covered with rain. And when I graduated, I went very happily out to Spain to be with him. And we both got jobs in Vigo in Spain, working as language teachers in a private school. And we had a lovely time. We worked, and when we weren't working, we spent the time discovering the area, going out on our bikes, and learnt to windsurf. So that was a great year.
So a very happy introduction to Spain for you. And how did you both end up in Mairena?
Well, it was by chance, really. We'd been working as English teachers for several years, or 10 years perhaps in my case, and we realised that we had the opportunity to take a year off, a sabbatical year, as it were, with a view to then going back to teaching again. And we had a friend who had a small house in a village in the mountains south of Granada, and he'd agreed to let us rent this house for next to nothing for a year. So that's what we did. But whilst we were there, we wandered around and cycled around and finally stumbled on this little village of Mairena, where we live now, and fell in love with the village, fell in love with the house that we lived in for a while at first, and realised at the end of the year that we were having a ball and enjoying it too much, really, to want to go back. So at that point, we realised that we had to find a way of earning a living, because we didn't have any money. And so I got a job in Granada, in fact, just teaching for a year or so. And then we opened what's now Las Chimeneas, our little hotel and restaurant.
How integrated do you feel in the local community?
Well, one of the things that made me feel very integrated, and indeed very, very proud, in fact, was being invited to join the local council. And I worked for 6 years as the deputy mayor, and not necessarily a very good deputy mayor, but I kind of enjoyed it. And it was I consider it as an honour to be involved and asked to get involved in local politics. And it's a useful thing as well, rather than just being on the outside protesting at decisions taken after the event. It's quite useful to be part of the decision-making process as well.
And I think for me, the thing that really made a difference was when we had children, because especially as being a mother in the village, it meant that you met other mothers, and people felt that it was a reason to talk, and our children are friends with the other kids, they come around to play now. So, yeah, that was a big difference for me.
Uh-huh. And having the business as well, because people can see that we're actually working, and we're working alongside our neighbours, because, we're lucky enough to be in a position where we've been able to employ quite a lot of the local villagers as cooks and chefs and taxi drivers and so on.